This is Bill Crozier, and this is the June 8th, 2010 meeting of the PNB Elections Committee meeting. And Ken, can you call the roll for us, please? The way you have it, and we may have some clarification on members.
Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Basie Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel. Anthony Fest.
Here.
Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Ken Aaron. Present. Fred Klunder. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Leslie Bethune.
Here.
Melinda Jones. Melinda Campbell Johnson. Renee Bowser. Peter Tucker. Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Russell Dale.
Here.
Anisha Saba.
Yes.
Arlene, and also present is Arlene Engelhardt.
I'm here.
And Renee Asteria.
Here.
And is Carolyn Burden there? Okay.
Right, okay, and you don't.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Point of order.
Members present.
Okay, thank you. And just a clarification, Carolyn's really not a member of the committee, so you don't need to call her.
I know, but neither is Arlene or Renee.
Right, okay.
They're just others.
Did I hear a point of order from somebody? Maybe that was it.
Well, I'll put a point of order that Maneja was one of the people who had three unexcused absences. For this point in time, I put her on the roll call as the others because I think we should have that on the agenda. I don't know if it is or not.
Okay, well, we'll get to gender bill in just a second. That's a good point. Okay. Do you want to go into, that is the next item is approval of the agenda. So do you want to add?
I'd like to add discussion of the attendance requirements for community membership.
Where would you like that?
I guess after 4.
Okay, that's after the report from the National Election Supervisor. Are there any objections to that? Hearing no objections, then we'll add that. Okay. Is there any other? Let me go ahead and read the agenda. I'm sorry, I forgot to do that for people on the stream or anybody that didn't get it. Number 1, called the order and roll call, which we just did. Number 2, approval of agenda, which we're on now, 5 minutes. Number 3, approval of May 11th meeting minutes, 5 minutes. Number 4, report from National Election Supervisor and update on progress for the 2010 elections, 15 minutes. I'd like clarification maybe from Renee if that's enough time. Then we just added discussion of attendance requirements. Next, number 5 is how Elections Committee can help facilitate smooth elections this year. 30 minutes allocated for that. Number 6, new business. 15 minutes allocated. I don't know of any new business yet. Number 7, confirm next meeting date. 5 minutes. Number 8, review action items, and then adjourn by 10:30. Any other changes to the agenda?
Point of order?
Yes. Point of order? Russell? Who's that? Yeah, Russell.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm not hearing that. Who's speaking?
This is Russell.
Who's ever? Can you speak louder?
Yeah, Russell, if you could speak up.
Yeah, this is Russell. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm not clear. What is the process by which somebody excuses themselves? Should we bring that up in the meeting like we do in LSB meetings?
Put that in the discussion of
the agenda. We're working on the agenda now, not discussion of the items.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, I want to.
I missed the roll call, but I'm back. I lost the call.
Oh, who's that?
This is Campbell. I'm here also.
It's Melinda.
Okay, Melinda and Campbell.
Hey, Campbell.
Okay, Russell, I think we can add that. We can discuss that while we're discussing the attendance requirements.
Okay, very good.
Add it to the agenda.
Okay.
Remind me if I forget.
I will.
Okay, other. Changes
yes, I'd like to add an agenda item. This is Alex.
Okay, Alex.
I'd like to add an item on cleaning up the lists for the elections.
Okay, where would you like to add that?
Let's put it right after number four.
Okay, well, we just added one thing after number four, so after that one.
What did we add on after number four?
Discussion of attendance requirements.
Well, I'd like to add this before that.
I don't object.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, I do, because I'm talking about the protocol of the meeting that we're having right now.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll put it after that, right before number five.
Put it after that. That's a 5-minute item, right?
I think that's fine. Yeah, 5 minutes. 5 minutes for each of those.
Well, I think cleaning up the list will be a little bit more than 5 minutes. I'd like to see that have at least 15 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Now let me. Oh, by the way, on the time for the NES report, what I was assuming this would just be her report, and if you want Q&A in part of that, we probably need more time. I was assuming we could add the Q&A. We can cover that in that number five, how the Elections Committee can help facilitate smooth elections. Is that okay with everybody, or do we need to add a separate?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Okay, so the Q&A will be part of number five. Any other changes to the agenda?
Ken, there's been a lot of email flack back and forth at KPFK regarding selection of the LES and how the NES was elected. And I think it would be the purview of this committee to try to deal with it. And I don't know if that would support.
Who's speaking?
Ken speaking, the secretary. I don't know. If we need a separate item for that, or we fold it into number four, or how elections can help, or someplace. But it would be, we shouldn't really ignore it, because it's going to create a lot of flaps if we don't address it.
Well, how about if we put it under new business?
On the election.
Would that work?
Pardon me?
How about if we put it under new business? Would that work?
Point of order, Bill?
Yes.
I think that's an important discussion, but shouldn't that be an executive session?
So this committee can go into executive session?
Excuse me. As long as we talk process, we don't have to worry about executive session. It's only when it comes to the capabilities and skill sets or lack thereof of the people who became LES. As long as we're talking process, we're okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So I don't know. Maybe Mr. O'Brien would know where we should put it. Do you have a recommendation on that?
Well, my theory is if you put it under new business, we're not going to get there, which is going to irritate the LSB, the staff, and the IGM of KPFK. So, in order to avoid that, I would put that right under number five, and I hope to God we get there.
Okay, so that's under number five.
Okay,
That's after how the election committee can help facilitate smooth elections this year, which will also include the Q&A with the NES.
I would suggest that we shorten the time on that 30-minute discussion to about 15 or 20 minutes and give that time the time we took away and put that over to this discussion.
Okay, so you're suggesting we have, 20 minutes? What did you say, 20 minutes for the number
minutes,
five?
15 minutes, 15, 15, 15. So we do 15 minutes on the National Supervisors Report. We do 15 minutes on the Election Committee to facilitate smooth elections. I'm sure, you know, some of our concerns are going to come up there. And then we do 15 minutes on the situation at KPFK.
Okay. Any objections to that,
Mr. Chairman?
I'm going to object.
Was that Campbell first?
Yes. We're having a problem. I'd raised this issue before, and I think that we really need to engage it and in a more affirmative fashion, and that is in regard to persons who are speaking, and I think that committee members should committee members should be able to speak prior to any non-committee members speaking. And then because we frequently run out of time on something and we've come into, where we really don't have time to engage an issue at all. And, in so far as the processes of how we do business, I think if we can hold two things in our thoughts at one time, I think we also
let's settle this other item first. I thought you were talking about that. All right, and then we'll get right back to that.
I mean, so, I don't see where it would come on in the agenda as I'm looking at it.
Well, they can come under agenda approval, but we have a motion to add a discussion of the KPFK LES situation before new business, and then an amendment to that, I guess, to make that 15 minutes and shorten the number 5 to 15 minutes. So is there any objections to that?
Yes, there is an objection.
Okay, Gracie?
Yeah, I'm objecting. I think that's a poor use of our resources, and I object to the use of time. This has already consumed an hour and a half of the previous full PNB meeting, and it's too much time.
Okay.
Melinda speaking? I'm sorry. I don't recognize the voice. Who is that?
No, it was not me.
That was Tracy.
Oh, Tracy.
Okay, well, is there any more discussion on this amendment to add the KPFK LES and change the times for that in the...
This is Campbell.
This is Alec.
Okay. Well, let's discuss this particular item, and then we'll get back to other agenda items. So go ahead, Campbell.
Okay. Yeah, my concern is that a lot of this discussion, I think, involves the election committee getting involved in the weeds, that it does not have any business being involved in if it's not going to be directing the election itself at KPFK. And I felt very concerned about the way that the discussion went last time that we addressed this issue. And I think that, the interests that some people apparently have in regard to this matter, are putting us, the PNB, in a position to where it's not going to be assuring non-involvement in this and a neutrality of the election process.
Okay, so you're objecting to putting that on the agenda?
Yes, I don't think it's okay. Proper.
And Bill, Pete Tucker's here.
Hey, Gordon?
I'd like to offer an amendment to that.
Okay, who else? Well, somebody just joined the call. I didn't understand who it was.
Tucker. Yeah, Pete Tucker.
Pete.
WPSW.
Okay,
yep.
Okay, was that Alex that wanted to...
Yes, I'd just like to change that item from a discussion of the KPFK LES procedure selection procedure to just a general discussion of the selection procedure for the LES. It's not just the KPFK issue.
Is that Alex?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Or is there any objections to that amendment?
Same objection. I think this was exhaustively discussed at a PNB meeting, and at this point, 15 minutes is really far too long.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. We need to, I'll tell you, we've got, I think, two amendments already. We need to vote on those before we have more.
Yeah, but I'd like to say in support of that amendment,
okay,
there is nothing more crucial than getting our elections right and making sure that they are fairly run by non-compromised election officials. It appears that they have been compromised, and we have a lot of upset people in both L.A. and New York, and if we don't discuss this and take appropriate action without impinging upon the NES or any of those other little things that we like to talk about as we hang up people on technicalities, if we don't take care of this, we're going to have chaos in these elections. And that is not a threat or anything like that. I can just tell you from what is going on at Kay and what I'm hearing out of New York, we better take care of this, folks, or we're going to have a shambles for all of our elections, and it's going to mar all of us and this PNB and this NES and this ED. And I want you to understand that. Thank you very much.
Go for the stack.
It's 5 minutes to the hour, and we haven't even gotten through the agenda approval yet. So, okay, we're right around to we're discussing the amendment to change the KPFE LES election procedure item to an open discussion of election procedures.
Secretary, correction. Alex requested to change it to selection of electing LESs, not election procedure. Instead, general discussion of electing LESs.
Of selecting LESs?
Selecting LES. Okay. I believe that's my note.
Is that correct, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I was writing too quickly. So who else wanted to be on the stack for this amendment?
Yes, Campbell.
Okay, Campbell.
Okay. I think that, you know, the involvement, again, in this area of selecting LES, this is not a responsibility of the election committee. And to have this kind of 11th hour and 13th hour engagement of this subject matter seems to me, and I think it would seem to anybody, even Ray Charles could see it from the grave, that this is something that is really addressing issues that some particular persons aren't satisfied with having gone their particular way, it seems. And it doesn't seem to be a policy issue. It seems more to be an issue of concern by certain folks where they're trying to impose themselves into or impose the committee into the area of selection in a fashion that it should not be involved.
Okay.
So I think it's improper for our agenda.
Any other discussion on this amendment?
Russell? Russell?
Just remember, everybody, we haven't gotten through agenda approval yet. I don't want to eat up all the time just on this. Russell, go ahead.
Well, I'll be really fast. I just want to say that I object that it sounds like Sean Casey O'Brien is just upset that you know, his guy didn't get elected or appointed as the LES, and he's running for a position. So it just seems really strange that he's so passionate about this when it's really none of our business as a PNB committee to be involved, according to the bylaws, in the selection of the LESs. It sounds like
make this personal, please, though, okay, the discussion right now.
I don't intend it to be personal, but it does sound very fishy. Certainly.
Is there a point of personal privilege? And I deserve one on this because I got named.
Sean, let me let him finish and then I'll get to you. I'll let you do it. Okay, go ahead, Russell. Are you done, Russell?
Yes, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Okay, Sean?
Okay, first of all, this is not about me personally wanting any kind of outcome.
You're right.
A fair process. I want a fair election. And any time there is any appearance of corruption or unethical practices, it is a concern of this committee, it is a concern of the PNB, and it is a concern of the NES, okay, folks? So let's be clear on that. This is not about me. This is about I'm not alone in this, folks. I've got an LSB I'm trying to keep up with that's so mad. I've got an IGM who's mad as hell. And if I don't take care of this, you know, I'm kind of in an untenable situation here, folks. I'm having to follow my followers. That's what I'm trying to say. So please, this has nothing to do with Sean Casey O'Brien, and I want to put in the record right now, and I have made it clear for the last 6 months, I am not running for re-election, so get your facts straight, Russell. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Are we ready to vote on this amendment?
Mr. Chair, I think we had a moment of personal privilege that strikes me as being very curious. And when we were first talking about the letting of the contract, sending out the RFP, it struck me as being really very, very problematic to say that only an individual could bid on the RFP. It seemed to me that you know, and it's been my experience, and I've done a lot of contracting, actual contracting.
Is this relevant to the amendment we're
yeah, yes, this is in regard to in regard to this thing being on the agenda, and in regard to the personal privilege that Mr. O'Brien had sought, and it's in response to that, because it was the same fashion that Mr. O'Brien pushed and drove this committee to the notion of you know, having just one individual and not having a company bid on this RFP, and it just struck me as being problematic, and here we are running into now what is appear to be personality problems with regard to people who are undertaking the small pieces of the work. It seems to me if we had a firm involved, we wouldn't have these kinds of problems. But yet, Mr. O'Brien is now warning us about the huge problems that are going to result from a situation that he has virtually, you know, drove the committee to set up himself.
Point of information.
Okay.
Is it not true, Mr. Chair, that we have used this practice of hiring an individual for years before I came on the scene? Once again, I wish my fellow esteemed colleagues would get their facts together before they open their mouths. Thank you very much.
Yes, but I don't think this discussion really is relevant to this amendment.
Point of order. I made the first motion, and then Alex amended it. Can't we consider that a friendly amendment and just vote on the motion so that we don't have to have two votes?
It's really not such a thing.
The point being that we want to vote on adding to the agenda a discussion of the selection of LESs and recent chatter about that.
I know there's disagreement anyway. So there was the original motion was to add this item to the agenda about the KPFK LES election procedure, and then there was Alex moved to change that to
I consider that a friendly LESs. Amendment, and then say let's just vote on it, selection of LESs.
Okay, what's your amendment?
His amendment was to make it a discussion of the selection of LES, the general discussion of selecting LES.
Right, that's the amendment we're about to vote on right now. And then if that passes, we'll vote on the amended motion.
Okay.
To add this to the agenda.
Okay, so we're voting now on the amended motion.
We're just voting on the amendment, which is to change the motion to...
The agenda item.
Yes.
Discussion of
agenda item. So instead of having it specifically for KPFK, the LES procedure, to an open discussion of selecting LESs.
So we're voting on the amendment selection of to change the agenda item to selection of LESs.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and do the roll call, okay?
Thank you.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Okay.
That was a no.
Anthony Fest.
Abstain.
Okay. Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
Okay, Ken Aaron, yes. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Okay, Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Melinda Don.
Can I ask one quick question? What exactly are we voting a yes or no on?
To the amendment that we're trying to add an item to the agenda, and we're amending it to be a discussion of LES, of selection of LESs.
Okay, make it a yes.
Rather than specifically.
Okay, and Campbell Johnson.
Pass.
And Renee Bowser is not here. Peter Tucker is here.
Abstain.
And Alex?
Yes.
And Russell?
No.
Okay, and Manasia?
Manasia, yes.
Manasia, yes. Okay, so that gives me, and then Campbell passed. Do you want to vote there?
No. I'll vote no.
Okay, and that gives me... 7 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. That passes. 70% passed on the amendment.
Okay,
now
we need
let's
to
vote to the.
Can we go ahead and vote on the amended motion now? Do you want to read that, Ken?
Okay. I mean, it's the same motion that we're going to discuss selection of LESs. I don't see the difference between that and the amendment.
Well, you could vote for the amendment and then still vote no for the whole thing if...
Okay, I see.
Possible.
All right, just give
or
me a
the other way around.
I got you. Just give me a moment so I can set up this little grid I've got here.
Well, we'll read the amended motion so everybody knows what we're voting on.
Okay.
Or I'll summarize it if you
we're
want.
We're voting on whether or not we should add to the agenda a discussion of the selection of LESs and concerns about it. Best way I could phrase it.
Mr. Chair, before the vote starts,
okay, are we ready?
Information.
Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, this was not an amendment. This was a substitute motion. It's virtually the same motion. Therefore, it is, under Robert's Rules and Order, a substitute motion. Substitute motion passed. We're done.
Well, we were calling an amendment all along.
Well, Mr. Chair, that's what point of orders are for, to point out that that was not an amendment. That was actually a substitute motion. That's all I'm saying.
Then you have to re-vote because people thought they were just voting for the amendment.
Yeah, well, I'm going to rule that
it was... Can't decide that afterwards.
I'm going to rule that it was an amendment and that we still need to vote on the amended motion now.
Selection of LESs...
You can appeal my decision if you want, but that takes...
Selection of LESs and concern about... And concern thereto. How's that? Okay?
Point of information. Anthony here.
Yes, Anthony.
This is still slated to come in after item 8, correct?
No. Before 6. Before new business.
Okay.
Right. Okay, here goes the vote. Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Anthony Fest.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Kenny Aaron. Yes. Campbell Johnson.
No.
Peter Tucker.
Stain.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Okay. Russell Dale.
No.
Menager. I apologize for that. Could you pronounce your name once more? Let me try it.
Menager.
Menager. Menager.
I would like to make sure that I understand what I'm voting for, because this is my first time and I hear all sorts of things that I can't make head and tail of it. So what we are not voting on the same thing that we just voted before. This is on
something
else?
Essentially, we are. Yes, we are.
We are?
Yes.
To adding to the agenda a discussion about selection of the local election committees people.
That's right.
Correct.
Okay, so yes.
Okay, and then Bill?
Pass for now.
Okay, and Melinda?
That's a yes.
Okay, and Wesley? Wesley?
Yes.
Okay, so I believe I've got 6 yes, 4 no, 1 abstain, that passed.
Okay.
Okay, so that was added to the agenda. So I guess the appropriate thing now is to see if we can get approval of the agenda. It's enough. We're ready?
Right. Are there any other changes to the agenda? I hope we can move on.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Campbell?
I believe that you had mentioned that the points that I was making regarding procedures on our call would come up at this time, or, that... It should be after the approval of the agenda. I think it would have to go on to the agenda, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tell me again what this is not
okay.
About the attendance requirements, right? This was
well, it's in regard to having a priority such that committee members can speak before non-committee members would speak on and a motion.
Well, point of order: are there any non-committee members on here who are going to speak?
This would be a committee rule for not just today.
You know what? That's all fine and good, but since there are no people on here who aren't supposed to be here, I think it's dilatory to try to deal with it.
Okay, well, let me... All right, I don't think to the point where I think you're just ordering your... That's a discussion item. So Campbell's move that we add that. Where did you want to put it? And then we'll...
So point of order.
Vote on it. Under new
point
business,
of order.
Is that okay?
Point of order, Russell.
Oh. Yes, Russell.
This was brought up and was being addressed at a previous meeting, And I thought that it should be automatically put on the agenda from that previous meeting because we didn't get to it.
And it hadn't been resolved.
What?
It had not been resolved at the prior meeting.
Had not been resolved, so we should have had it automatically on the agenda, and we should continue discussion of it until it's resolved.
Okay, I didn't remember if it was actually on the agenda, but okay. We just didn't finish that item, is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Right. And as part of that, you know, so that we can facilitate our meetings and so that our members can have an opportunity to speak when we're joined by non-members who may be invited, that the what appears to be a one-minute rule can be expanded to a three-minute rule.
Okay. Let me back up. Okay, so you're first moving that we had a discussion of whether non-committee members should wait until after, if they're on the call, they should wait until after all committee members have to get to speak.
Correct.
And where did you want to add that, under new business?
It wouldn't be under new business. I think that's the point that was just being made,
well,
that it had been discussed but not resolved previously.
Okay, so where should we
put
it on
the agenda? And so it would be under our continuing business and or unfinished business, and I think that what we can do is to, it seems to me as though it would be appropriate to follow the report of the National Election Supervisor, because the issue of attendance is a process kind of issue as well pertaining to the committee, and that's a new issue, and it occurs to me that this would be a continuing issue that should precede this other one.
Okay, so you're moving that we put it right after the report from the NES?
Correct.
Objection.
Okay, any other discussion on that?
Light of the serious issues... Yes, thank you. In light of the serious issues that we have to discuss, which are pressing on us right now, I find a discussion over who may speak when we don't have anybody here who's not a committee member to be rather dilatory and a waste of our time, as I'm sure Ms. Rosenberg will agree with me on, since she was worried so much about the time before. Thank you.
Any other discussion on Campbell's motion?
Yeah, I support Campbell's motion, and I support Campbell's motion, and I hope that others will as well. It's a reasonable discussion, and it should only take a few minutes to resolve.
Okay.
This point of information relation to that. While there are no non-committee members on this call at the moment, other than the National Election Supervisor, there is a possibility that the former chair of this committee may be on this call at a later time, Carolyn Burton. So people should keep that in mind when they consider this motion.
Okay. All right. Ready to vote on this?
We're voting on adding this to the agenda?
Right.
Yes.
Right after the National Election Supervisor report. And before, I presume that means before the other items that we added.
Correct.
In that interval. Okay.
Okay. Tracy?
I'll pass.
Okay, Anthony?
No.
Sean?
No.
Ken Aaron? No. Campbell?
Yes.
Okay, Bill?
No.
Okay, Melinda?
No.
Okay, and Wesley?
No.
Okay. And Alex?
No.
Okay, Russell? Russell?
Yes.
Okay, and Manager? Manager?
Abstain.
Okay, so I have one person who passed was Tracy.
And Pete Sutter, I'd like to vote no.
Okay, who? Tracy, has your vote?
Abstain.
Okay, and somebody else wanted to vote. Who was that?
Pete
somebody
Tucker.
Else? Peter Tucker.
Like, no.
Oh.
I didn't change. I didn't change it.
Two yes, two abstain. So the motion to add this to the agenda failed.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, move we accept the agenda.
Okay, motion to accept the agenda. Is there a
I just want to make...
one further statement because there was another motion on the table?
Is that Russell?
There's a motion to allow for 3 minutes of talk for each individual rather than just one as we previously moved.
Okay, can we do that right after this? Well, you want to add that as an agenda item. Okay.
So, I'm saying put that on the agenda so we can discuss it right away.
Okay. All right. So right after agenda approval? Right after agenda approval?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding a discussion of a time limit?
Yes. Yes.
Right after agenda approval?
Yes.
Okay. Discussion on this item. I hope we get to some business today.
I just want to motivate it by saying that this is Russell. You know, we had moved for 1 minute before, and it's just too short a time, I think, for people to get their thoughts out. And I just hope we can have a little bit more time, if not 3 minutes, at least 2 minutes. So I think it's an important issue. It's just as a matter of civility, so people can get their thoughts out.
Okay, so we're going to vote on adding 3 minutes.
Somebody had an objection. Who was that? Alex.
What is the time? Are we talking 3 minutes, 2 minutes? Now we're going back and forth.
Well, we'll discuss that
I am objecting to this motion. I do not really wish to waste any more time discussing it, though.
I agree on that.
Okay.
So we're going to
vote discussion
on
whether to add this item to the agenda.
We have to vote on adding a discussion talk time
Mr.
limit.
Mr. Chair.
Okay,
Mr. Chair.
Is that Campbell?
Yes. I wish that you could admonish Mr. O'Brien from making his comments without having been recognized by the chair, just, you know, as he decides that he wants to say that he's in favor or not in favor of something. I think that misbehavior, there should be some control.
Oh, okay, just everybody please add, just say your name if you want to speak first. Thank you. All right, so can we go ahead and vote on
Secretary,
this? Whether to add a discussion
about
this,
time.
Limit this, can we limit this to 3 minutes? This discussion,
yes.
Of a time limit for each person to speak right after the agenda approval.
Yes, 3 minutes. That sounds fine.
Okay, so 3 minutes for this discussion, and then
yes.
In that discussion, we'll decide what the actual limit would be.
Yes, I'm fine with that. This is Russell.
Okay.
Secretary, can I ask? Is there any objection to adding this to the agenda?
Yeah, there were already two objections.
There were? Okay, here goes the vote.
Okay.
Tracy?
Yes.
Anthony?
No.
Okay. Sean?
No.
Okay. Ken Aaron? No. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Wesley?
Yes.
Okay. Melinda?
Yes.
Okay. Campbell?
Yes.
Okay. Peter?
Yes.
All right, Alex?
No.
Okay, Russell?
Yes.
Okay, Menezer?
Yes.
Okay, and the motion passed with 8 yes, 4 no.
Okay, thank you. All right, can we move on and approve the amended agenda now? Any objections
Sounds
to approving the amended agenda?
So moved.
Mr. Chair, could you, for the point of clarity, just read the amended agenda before we either approve it or not?
Okay.
Where did we add the three-minute discussion? I'm sorry.
Right after agenda approval.
Okie doke.
Okay.
So I think I can read what I have.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Go
ahead again. Discussion of speaking time limits. And that'll be a three-minute, I'll say, so the agenda is, we've already done roll call, and this is approval of minutes, and then we'll have a discussion of speaking time limits for 3 minutes, then approval of the May 11th minutes for 5 minutes, report from the NES, and an update on the 2010 elections, attendance requirements for committee memberships, 5 minutes. Cleaning up the list for the election, 15 minutes. How election committee can help facilitate smooth elections this year, 15 minutes. Complaints about appointments of NES, selection of LES, it's been rephrased, but that's the subject, 15 minutes. New business, 15 minutes. Confirm next committee meeting and review action items and adjourn. I think that's it. I hope I didn't miss anything.
Thank you. Any objections to that?
Mr. Chair? Chair, I believe that the one that was identified with regard to complaints, what I got was that there was going to be a general discussion of the selection of LESs.
This is, Mr. Campbell's right. I didn't get a chance
to
correct that. He's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
General discussion of the selection of LESs. And and the complaint, something about it. Okay. All right.
All right. Any objection to adopting the amended agenda as it is read? Hearing none, then that's approved. Thank you. It's 8:20 Central Time, so we need to be kind of brief, everybody. So, okay, the next item is the discussion of the speaking time limits. Russell, did you want to make a motion on that?
Point of order is I see approval of May 11th minutes, or did the discussion transcend that? I'm sorry for the confusion.
That'll be after this.
Ah, very good, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
I just would like to move that we have 3 minutes for discussion time for each person before time is called on them.
Thank you.
People can talk less if they have less to say, but 3 minutes is seems a better amount of time than 1 minute as we had in previously moved.
Okay. I'd like to speak against that. This is Alex.
Alex, go ahead.
I'd like while in theory I see nothing wrong with having 3 minutes, if you look at your watches, we're almost an hour into this meeting and we've accomplished absolutely nothing of substance yet. That tells me that some people just like to talk for talking's sake and to run out the clock. So,
in lieu of those
circumstances, I oppose this motion. People really have something important to say. They should be able to say it in 1 minute. They don't have to expound endlessly.
Can I amend my motion to make it 2 minutes? Would that be better for you, Alex?
I think 1 minute would be all right.
I'm sorry, I heard
that,
a couple of beeps and didn't
hear Alex, could you,
the response.
What was that, Alex?
Mr. Chair, could you ask Mr. Campbell, could you ask him to be recognized before he speaks, please? Thank you.
Thank you. All right. But, Alex, I didn't hear you.
I prefer to keep the rules we have now. If we see a need in the future to change them, we can reconsider them.
Okay.
But since we're an hour into this meeting already and we've accomplished nothing, I can't really see how anybody could argue that we should give people more time.
Okay. Russell's moved to amend his motion to make it 2 minutes. Is that correct, Russell?
Mr. Chair? Yeah, please. I'll accept Alex's point, and I move to make it 2 minutes rather than three. I mean, I can see what you're saying, Alex, but I do think people should have time, especially because there's so much to talk about.
Okay. Campbell?
Yes. The last speaker just indicated what I felt was concerned, because in 1 minute, a person doesn't get to really address the various angles that may be about the issue, and then trying to get the floor later on to address it again can be problematic after you go through a whole stack and we don't have, you know, an opportunity to make that clarification. I think the clarification that somebody could provide in a 2 minute presentation would help save time in the long run. Secondly, the concern that was raised about the time that we had discussion pertaining to the agenda, I don't think that we had people who talked over a period of time. So that was a non sequitur. That does not relate to the issue that's at hand in terms of the amount of time that a person may speak on a particular issue at one time. So I certainly support the 2 minute option here.
And on the stack, please.
Okay, we're out of time for
the
agenda item. We'd allocated.
Motion to extend.
We're out of time for this.
Motion to extend.
Okay. Is there any objections to extend? How much did you want to extend it by?
5 minutes.
5 minutes more?
It was a 3 minute talk.
Well, people evidently have something to say about it.
Okay. How much more time did you're
3 minutes. I'll go with 3 minutes, sir.
3 minutes more. Are there any objections to extending this discussion for 3 more minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think this is the
okay,
first
time.
Okay.
Can we vote on it, on the motion to extend? It's not.
I move that we vote on it.
May I say something before
this? Okay, Monashay, hold on. There's the motion, by Robert's rules, a motion to extend time is not debatable. So you can vote yes to extend or no to not extend. And if we vote yes to extend, then you can talk about the motion.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, I'm calling the roll. Tracy?
Yes to extend.
Anthony?
No.
Sean?
Yep.
Ken, yes. Bill?
No.
Leslie?
No.
Linda?
No.
Campbell?
Yes.
Tucker? Peter Tucker?
No.
Alex?
No.
And Russell?
No.
And Menager?
No, with everything that I've seen tonight, no.
Okay, so we have 4 yes, 8 no. The motion to extend failed.
Failed.
Okay, so now...
Can you go ahead and call the roll on the amendment is for 2 minutes, to make it 2 minutes.
Okay.
And if that passes, then... Well, let me just ask. Wait, hold on. Is there any objection? Let me just say, are there any objections to the amendment to change the motion to make it a 2-minute limit instead of 3?
Yes, this is Melinda, and I'll be honest with you, I'm really objecting to the fact this is getting so superfluous. I'd like to see us get to some business.
Thank you.
Right now we need to decide whether the limit will be 3 or 2 or none. So are there any objections
why we make
to changing
it none?
The
I
motion
mean,
to 2 minutes?
Well, correction, Bill. What you're deciding is what motion we're going to vote on, not what the limit will be.
Well, the motion was again, to change the limit from the proposed limit from 3 minutes to 2 minutes.
This is the secretary. I think we should take note of Mr. O'Brien's statement before. It's not an amendment. It's a substitute motion. The maker of the motion, Russell, accepted the correction.
I think you're right. This is a substitute. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. So, are there any objections to having a 2-minute time limit per person for agenda item? Hearing none, then we'll adopt that. Thank you. Okay. Next item on the agenda is approval of the May 11th meeting minutes. Ken?
Oh, are we just going to vote on that?
Well, are there any corrections here to the May 11th meeting minutes? Well, I had a few minor ones, and I'm sorry. I think I forgot to send them. I think you should delete Carolyn Burdens from the attendance list because she's not really a member of the committee.
Well, she's not listed as a member of the committee. On the minutes, there are other people attending are listed as others present. So it's a documentation of what occurred in the meeting. They're not listed as members.
Okay. Let me
point
of order. Another quick thing. Yeah.
Point of order, Bill. I got a note from Carol, and she wants to know if she's invited to join the meeting.
I don't think we invited her. She's welcome to listen in. We're so far behind right now, I'd hate to add anybody else right now.
I think that's a big mistake.
If you want to make a motion to add her, we can do that. I'd rather have the committee decide. But right now we're on agenda approval. I mean, we're on minutes approval. So bring it up next if you can or wherever it's relevant, whichever discussion items you want. The other quick correction was that under number 6 about whether we would have an opt-in versus an opt-out discussion or a situation for getting complete package by mail. What you have for me is reversed. I said Renee Bowser was right, but it's what Renee said, Renee Bowser, which is we agreed it would be opt-out, not opt-in. That's all I have. I'm sorry I didn't send that earlier.
Okay.
So, I can email it to you.
How about if we have a substitute motion, accept the minutes with those corrections?
Okay.
That correction.
Yeah. Are there any other corrections I should ask?
Yeah, point of order. It should be known to all of our members that even if at a later date we catch a mistake in the minutes, you can always bring them back to the body and correct them. So please don't worry and feel like you got to get it completely right here. We're all humans, and sometimes we just miss things, and that's why we can correct minutes at a later date. And we've dealt with this on the PNB before. Thank you.
Thank you, and I probably should have displayed it online. Okay. Well, can we go ahead and approve them as corrected? Any objections? Hearing none, then they're approved. Thank you. Okay, next item on the amended agenda is the report from our NES. So I'd like to request that everybody, we have 15 minutes for her. I'd like to let her say whatever she wants to say, and then if we have time for Q&A during this time interval, we can do it. If not, we decided earlier we would have Q&A during item number 5 on the agenda.
Bill, before you proceed, can we get a consensus that Carolyn Burden should be invited to the meeting?
I object. This is Russell.
I object.
Okay, well.
I don't.
I don't know if it's relevant right now to this agenda item because we're just getting a report from the NES and she can listen on the stream. But if you want to make a motion on that, if you think it's relevant to that, go ahead.
Okay, I move that Carolyn Burden be invited to join the meeting.
Point of order, I don't think that is relevant to the subject matter.
Okay, could you explain how it's relevant, Alex, to the NES report?
I made my motion. I don't know. Is it out of order or what?
Well, Campbell was saying he didn't feel it was relevant to this agenda item, so I was wondering.
Okay,
if
I don't agree.
Explain that.
Yeah. Neither do I. The motion's been made. Let's vote.
Okay, can we vote on this, everybody?
Okay, I'm gonna have
all in favor of allowing Carolyn Burden to join the call.
Non-voting member to join the call.
Right.
Okay, to allow Carolyn Burden, a non-voting member, to join the call. Tracy Rosenberg.
Mr. Sherman?
Yeah, Campbell?
Point of information, are we going to be having this person joining the call, subject to, I would hate to see us run out of time on discussion of an agenda item.
That's not
a point of information, but go ahead.
How you're going to manage manage this situation. The point was made in regard to the rejection of committee members being able to speak before non-committee members. No non-committee members on the call. Now this is going to possibly change. So I'm wondering, how are you going to implement this? Are you going to implement this whereby this individual can take time and then one of our committee members may not have an opportunity to speak because we've run out of time?
Okay, well, let me answer that. Okay, since we voted no on your other motion, then I will assume that if people approve this, then she will be allowed to speak like any other committee member. So if you don't want that, you can vote no.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm just answering your
question. Okay,
Sean from the stack, please.
Then okay. the whole basis for the rejection of the prior item that was given is invalid.
Russell for the stack.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah, I don't see any logic to what the argument that was just expressed. The fact of the matter is, it's 2 minutes, and Ms. Burden has never wasted our time as being the former chair of the Elections Committee. So I say give her 2 minutes when and where appropriate. Thank you.
Okay. Others for the stack?
Russell.
Alex.
Okay. Alex. Russell and Alex. Please be brief, everybody. Russell.
Right. I know a number of people who I'd like to invite to be on the call. If Carolyn is going to be on the call, and if we're going to do that sort of thing, shall I make a motion now to invite people?
Well, let's just handle this one first.
Yeah,
I'd like to make a comment.
Okay. Would anybody else want to speak before Melinda? I forgot. Alex. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I'm not aware that Carolyn Burden even wants to speak at tonight's meeting, but I think if she did want
to be on the call.
Excuse me, this is my time, not yours. Shut up. Carolyn Burden has been involved in the election process at Pacifica for 10 years. She has an incredible wealth of knowledge, and I think it behooves us if she able to spend some time with us to listen to what she has to say if she so feels like contributing something to this meeting. That's all.
Okay, Melinda?
I think that we get into such long discussions with us alone. I don't see why in the world that we need to bring in previous elections, because it's been my experience, having worked with the 2004 and 2006 elections, a lot of times each particular election is a unique thing unto itself, and but we've already dragged along as it is, so I just would rather us get into the agenda.
Okay, everybody, you know, it's over an hour after the meeting was supposed to start, so let's try to keep this brief so we can move on. Can we go ahead and vote on this?
Okay, let's vote. Here we go. Callan Burton, non-voting member, attends the meeting. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Okay. Anthony?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Ken, abstain. Phil?
No.
Okay. Wesley?
No.
Okay, Melinda?
No.
Okay, Campbell?
No.
Okay, Peter?
Abstain.
Okay, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, Russell?
No.
Okay, and Menage? Could you please pronounce your name and excuse my ignorance?
It's okay. I repeat my name so you remember. Manager, and for this answer, since we have wasted so much time, no, but I would suggest that we have this discussion to inviting people with experience before to tell us about their experience for the later meetings. Thank you.
Okay, manager. And we have 3 yes, 7 no, 1 abstain, or 2 abstains. I'm sorry. I know we have 2 abstains, so it fails.
All right, thank you. Okay. Can we go on with the initial report now, everybody?
Yeah,
over the 15
may
minutes,
I make
we've
one comment?
About almost 10 minutes already just on this. Yeah.
Hello? This is Russell.
Yeah, Russell.
I want to comment that it seems rather hypocritical to invite some members, former members, and not others. There are other former members who are quite experienced, and if we invite one, we should invite all of them.
Okay,
and
well,
I think there's
failed.
A kind of favoritism going on and even
no.
considering such
okay.
things, but I'll leave
okay.
it for now.
The motion failed, so it's kind of irrelevant right now, so thank you. Okay, can we go ahead and get Renee have 15 minutes to give her report, please? And, please
good.
Hold your questions until she's finished, and if she needs 15 minutes for the report, we can go into the next, we can have questions during the agenda item 5, as we discussed earlier. So, okay, Renee?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So just I wanted to start off by talking about the items that the PNB really wanted to get developed this year with respect to putting a fair campaign violation form up on the web, as well as once we send the ballots out, we'll also be able to have an online ballot request form. So, that's in the process. I can get specific about that, but let me just, that's on the top, couple of the top items that I'm working on right now. The phone number now is live, so there's a 1-800 number. Basically, the carts at all stations, there are carts available, and we're creating an online library to share carts across stations so there's more of messages going out. And I think it'll make things more engaging, and hopefully we're going to get a greater voter turnout this year. You know, we're really aiming to get as many people voting and running as possible. All the local election supervisors are developing their election committees, and I am going to write up some guidelines with respect to determining if a member should serve on the committee or not, given that everybody does have an interest, a vested interest one way or the other, but at least have some guidelines so that the local election supervisor can be made aware of any potential conflicts of interest with respect to people who decide to serve on the election committee. So that's underway. And I believe at all stations, each station has decided one day, at least first, have a local election committee meeting. And that's all up on the web page. And that's all right now. I don't...
Somebody has music on the background. If you could mute, that would be better.
Music going on.
Okay, that's all, Renee?
Yep.
Nothing to report? Okay.
Mr. Chair, have a question.
So, questions, I guess.
I do, too.
Yes, my question is this. This is something that's, I guess, concerned me. This election and the last election,
oh,
remember
okay.
the...
Oh.